The current housing downturn is bad news for many Americans, but not for everyone. Although sales have plummeted, people are still buying homes, and some of these buyers are immigrants and their native-born children. For them, the housing slump means a chance to buy into the American dream. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
In the basement of a Citibank branch bank in Chicago, a group of about 30 people, a few of them families with children, have gathered to get the details about buying a home or refinancing a home loan. Sandy Cabrera, a counselor for Acorn Housing, leads this seminar, all in Spanish, for about 30 people. They reach for the forms Cabrera passes out and listen intently as she introduces an attorney, an insurance agent, a lender, and a housing inspector who talk to them about the intricacies of buying a home.
We're trying to outreach more people to come to the seminar so they can purchase a house. Right now, this is a good time. I mean, and right now is a good time to buy a house because, I mean, the value are so low. I mean, below the market like 2-3 years ago.
Most here are Mexican immigrants. Cabrera says the numbers are smaller than in years past. Even so, every chair in this section of the bank's basement is occupied. Raul Serrado, an attorney who speaks to the group, says many are still looking to buy.
You know, to them it doesn't matter whether, you know, the economy is good or bad. If they have the means, they're buying because, of course, their ultimate goal is the American dream, obviously, to have their own home and put their family in a house where their children can grow up. And, you know, that's the front and center for them.
Exactly the mindset of 40-year-old Atenadoro Munoz and his wife Norma. They rented in Chicago's Little Village neighborhood, home to many Mexican immigrants, before moving out to the suburbs. They're attending the seminar with their two young daughters to find out about refinancing. Their faces glow as they describe the single-family home they bought a little over 2 years ago in Poplar Grove, a village about 80 miles northwest of Chicago.
Three bedroom, a basement, a swimming pool, a kitchen, living room, you know, something to live better, something for my daughters.
Yeah, it's more big, you know, more comfortable, beautiful. Yeah, I like it.
12% of this country's population is foreign-born, and Rachel Drew with Harvard University's Joint Center of Housing says an increasing share of first-time homebuyers are immigrants.
In 2005, they were 10% of all homeowners, but 18% of those who had bought their first home in just the past 4 years. Which covers part of the housing boom, of course. So they're increasingly driving first-time home ownership. They are an increasing share of new home buyers, meaning newly constructed homes, so they're important to home builders.
And it's happening not just in the Chicago area, but in other so-called gateway communities, New York, Miami, L.A., Dallas, and other cities where immigrants have boosted population in recent years. Jerry Howard, the CEO of the National Association of Home Builders, says builders are indeed paying attention.
Many of our members now market in areas that are highly populated by Asian or Latin American immigrants. They market directly to them and to their tastes. So it's a significant component of the ever-changing face of the American homebuyer.
What's also significant is that as foreign-born prospective homeowners enter the market, the controversy over illegal immigration is flaring. The state of Wisconsin, for example, discontinued a lending program that allowed applicants to use IRS taxpayer ID if they had no Social Security number. In Illinois, a number of banks are in a similar program run by the state's Housing Development Authority. First Bank mortgage lender Bob Alvarez says his company calls it the My America Home Program.
Most of our people that do come through this program, people that have been established and been here in the United States for quite a number of years, it's not going to be for the quote-unquote undocumented people that come across the border every year that you hear about.
On average, it takes about 10 years for immigrants who remain in the U.S. to become homeowners. By then, many have become citizens as well. And the growing pace of this country's foreign-born is likely to spur demand for homes that will affect the nation's housing sector for years to come. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.